Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absurd.
That's you. I mean, none of that is AI. None of that's ChatGPT. That is you. That is a 50-year-old adult. And by the way, how is it possible that we didn't know about your birthday? I'm very upset at me. I'm told it was your birthday Friday. Is that right?
It was, yeah. And it's an easy one to remember, too. 10-10. Like, does it get any easier than that?
That's 10-10. True. That's true. I'm going to add it. I'm going to add it to my list here. Reen, I'm going to show Dave how I have you listed. Okay, what did you do for your birthday?
Worked.
Oh, God. Did you celebrate in any way?
Yeah, we went out to dinner with my husband's parents that night. So.
And the child?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you just, you know, decided you gave up the child. That'd be big news if you did.
Never in a million years.
No, I don't think you would. Where did you go?
Hendricks and Siena.
Oh, how was that?
It's such a lovely little place. I sound like I'm a commercial for them, so I have to be careful. But just adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable. Downtown Hopkins.
I'm showing Dave how you're listed. Rena Sargentopoulos, she's 77 and believes recycling is a hoax. Yeah. That's how
accurate.
That's how you're listed. And none of that has changed, right?
I'm not mad about it.
Okay. Did anybody reach out to you where it surprised you that they reached out to you on your birthday?
No, I don't think so.
No? No?
No.
Did you want Dave and I to reach out to you? Did we screw up by not reaching out?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you did? No, he did. You did? Oh, Dave did. Well, how did? Yeah, see, wait a second. See, Dave, she doesn't think you did.
Yeah, I said happy birthday, and I hope you get blackout drunk.
Oh, you did. We had a conversation. That's right. We texted back and forth. So it's just you, Chad.
Well, how did you know, Dave?
I remembered.
You just remembered.
Well, our friend, Meanest Mom in Minnesota,
yeah,
had told us, I don't know, a while ago, hey, remember the day I'm coming in, that's Rena's birthday.
Oh, did you share that with me?
I did.
No, you did.
Your memory's not what you think.
No, you did not tell me that. I would have, for Rena, I would have 100% remembered. You, nah.
Who's the meanest mom in Minnesota?
She came in. She was here last Friday. She bid when we had the big blood cancer event. She came in and she participated in Am I Wrong? Probably our weakest regular segment on the show.
Please, it carries the show.
And she came in. She not only came in and did that. She was very good. She brought in not one but two bottles of wine. One of those is gone as of last night, Meanest Mom. It was excellent. She brought in two different kinds of hot chocolate. And by the way, on air, very polished.
Yes. Radio professional.
Radio professional.
Brought in her wonderful son.
Yeah, her son, Keen, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Great kid. And mentioned, see, I'm not on the Facebook. I mean, I am Chad Hartman Show when I did it for work. But I rarely, if ever, go to Facebook.
And you're missing nothing.
And I don't engage in, you know, the aluminum in our garbage cans are now leaving a chip in my body, so they know where I am at all times.
Okay. You know, it took a wild turn.
Yeah, it did, but that's what a lot of Facebook is, seemingly. The little bit I go to it, just the craziest and most bizarre theories. Well, happy birthday to you. Okay, I mean
Thank
that. You know what I think. You. Okay, now, you just finished at the eye doctor. How did that go?
It's confirmed again that I'm old and I need reading glasses. So So
welcome to the crew. Come on.
Oh, I've had them for a while. It's just getting worse. Now they're trying to convince me to do like some sort of progressive thing where I can see 6 feet this way, but an inch away from my nose the other way. And I just want to be able to see. Like, do we have to go through all this?
Wait a
Why
second. Are
there so many hoops?
What kind of glasses are these? Dave, does this sound like, were you drinking before this appointment?
I mean, no.
Aren't those just regular glasses where you can see a short distance?
No, they're like progressive.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can see your computer. You can also see closer to your face with your phone. You can see if someone walks up to me to talk, I don't have to take them off. That sort of thing.
I take mine on and off a lot, and Dave points it out, and he's 100% right. It's not like a tick. You know, I'm constantly ticking them on and off. See, my last appointment like 5-6 years ago, he said, you're lucky, you have good eyes, and you probably won't need these, but if you start, you're going to become addicted very quickly on the reading glasses. Now I have about 75 of them laying around my house, so there's always one somewhere near me.
Well, and that's what happens.
Yes.
But I will say this. When I would need them for radio because when I am there,
yeah.
I need them to see the computer. But then, like, I'm trying to talk to Steve Simpson, who's across the room, and I have to take them off. But then I can't put them back on because I've got headphones on. So I often just look down my nose at him because I had to just pull them. It's just like such an old lady. Such an old lady. I need those things that you wear around your neck and you stick the ear things in and just they hang there.
You're not going to that.
Oh, I'm totally doing it.
Yeah. So, like, if I watch you on, you on Channel 5? I forget which station you're on again.
Just Tuesdays.
Just Tuesdays on Channel 5.
Channel 5.
If I watch on 5, I'm going to see kind of the old metal hanging down and the really small pair of reading glasses at the end of your nose. That's what I'm going to see?
Just perched there. Actually, I don't need them for seeing far, so I don't need them when I'm on there.
But occasionally the prompter doesn't work, and then you have to look at your notes.
Well, and I can still see that, too. I mean, I guess I'm not that bad. I do occasionally, you will see them when you come back from commercial on top of my head, because I have used them during the commercial break and then forgotten that I stuck them on my head.
Well, start doing, like, when you're involved in interviews, wear the glasses, and when you're involved in a very serious, contentious interview, know just the right time to take those glasses off, and then do the Scott Pelley kind of gnaw on them on your mouth while you're waiting for the answer. Because he does that a lot. He also wears, he's a very fit, muscular man. He wears suits that would have fit him when he was 10.
Yeah, he shoves at Baby Gap.
Yeah, he does. And he's a very good journalist, but he likes to show off the pipes and he likes to show the glasses in that contemplative mode.
He's pensive.
Pensive, that's right. He has that down very well. All right, I want to talk a media issue with a prominent Minnesotan, which is utterly ridiculous. We'll get Rena's thoughts. Oh, by the way, your eyes were not dilated. Is that what I was told?
Yeah, I'm driving right now.
Yeah.
No, they were not. You pay a little bit more and they do a thing. It is so worth it. It's like $39 and they don't have to dilate your eyes. Sign me up.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I hate that. I hate that. It's not like some laser coming at your eyeball, though, is it? Or what do we got?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of bright lights no matter what you do, so.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair. Okay, we're going to talk about Pete Hegseth and the media when we come back with our friend Rena. Check her out on Care 11, and she joins us every Wednesday about this time. I'm going to talk about insurance. I'm not going to tell you it's free. I'm not going to tell you I'm saving you 95% of your money. But I'm telling you, you have an opportunity to absolutely save money. And the only way you find out is you go at the office I've been using, I'm not exaggerating, for 35 years. Now, Amber Scholl is running this office. Amber is younger than me, so she has not been there for 35 years. But she's been there for 15 years, and she's been running it for a number of years, and they're better than ever. It's not just Amber and her team, and they're just doing the insurance on their own. They're with American Family. They're with a great established company. Maybe some of you are fine with just going to one of the big companies and you don't need a local office. I want a local office. If something happens and I get in an accident on the road or when I was covering my kids back then or having a house issue, I want to have somebody to call. It's worth your time. This is how you track her down, because you get numbers thrown at you all the time. TeamShoal.com. TeamShoal.com. Explain what you have. Maybe you have a condo. Great. More power to you. Maybe you're like Harrigan. You have multiple homes. Maybe you got a homeowners association situation. Maybe, and we've had five or six people who are involved in a number of real estate holdings, they've also called Team Shoal, reach out to TeamShoal.com, and they've been helped. They will give you a comprehensive review, excuse me, and you'll know where you're at. Go with American Family. Go at TeamShoal.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and his bumper music theme today, Arena. 74 years ago today, I Love Lucy debuted. When you were growing up in Pittsburgh, did you watch a lot of I Love Lucy?
No, before my time.
No reruns? You're just, I need to watch fresh new shows.
No, when I was a kid, I watched a lot of Nick at Night on Nickelodeon.
Sure.
And there'd be like Car 54, Where Are You? Or Get Smart. So I watched some of those.
Dave, put
oldies,
it on.
But goodies.
Yeah, put that on the Twitter headline. Rena Sargentopoulos hates Lucille Ball. Put that out there. Pete Hegseth, in my opinion, was selected for one reason. He was on Fox. He was on the weekend Fox and Friends, and he was kissing Donald Trump's butt on a regular basis. Donald felt like he'd be a good communicator. He absolutely has served our country. I thank him for that. But I'm in the group, like a lot of people, felt like he was over his head with his position. When we had the attack with the Houthis, when he put it on the Signal app, which is easy to decipher, and he was telling us it wasn't classified information, it didn't hold up. Now, the Secretary of Defense, yes, that's what he's still called, at least for now. When Congress is calling him that, then we'll call him that, okay? Demanded reporters by 5 o'clock yesterday to go by this pledge, asking all reporters and all news outlets that they will not obtain or use any unauthorized material, even if the information is unclassified. In other words, you just wait for our talking points, and we'll let you know what to put out and when to put it out, as if all media has to roll over like a puppy dog and get their belly scratched. Among the outlets that said no, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Guardian, The Atlantic, Financial Times, Politico, and NPR. Okay, and if you're saying, wait a second, what about the organizations that many people believe are right-leaning? Guess what? Other outlets who said no, Fox News, Washington Times, Newsmax, they all said no. We actually report. We cover the news. Only one America news network said yes. So here's Pete Hegseth. We commented so many times here during the show, Rena, where I'll be consuming information, get ready for the show, and the President of the United States has already met the media once. Then he'll meet the media again later in the day. Then he'll meet the media again later in the day. And I'm not saying I always agree, and occasionally the president might bump into the truth occasionally. But Donald Trump is involved with the back and forth of the media incessantly, unlike any president probably in the history of our nation. And precious little Pete is going to be out there and saying, unless you basically read our talking points verbatim, we're not going to allow you to cover the Pentagon. This should frighten people. This, even if you're the most passionate Donald Trump supporter or believe in Minnesota native Pete Hegseth should say, hey, we also need press coverage because at times there is fraud, there is corruption. There also is highlighting great things the Pentagon is doing, because it's not like all these outlets are only looking for negativity. And there have been plenty of reports of positive interactions that the Pentagon has had, and they've been chronicled by all these reporters. Also, we need that for all of us. And this is troublesome. And I thought yesterday, and watching later in the day, where it looked like the president might be saying no, but then he backpedaled. It, to me, is just such a contrast where Trump, it wouldn't shock me one day if Trump just calls into our dog and pony show because he makes himself so available, and Hegseth is doing the exact opposite. As a journalist, what do you want to say?
I think it is dangerous, and I think we need transparency at all levels of government, not just the Pentagon. I mean, right down to city council and, you know, your school board. Without transparency, you know, bad things happen in darkness, right? In silence. And so it's the one thing that makes this country different than everywhere else is that we do have access to expose things that are going on behind the scenes, things that could potentially harm us as a nation. Now, do we want to be careful that we're not reporting on things that could get some of our military members killed or, mm-hmm. you know, or captured? Absolutely. But there does need to be transparency at all levels of government.
At all levels, no matter if a Democrat's in charge or Republicans mm-hmm. in charge, it's important. And by the way, sometimes reporters get things wrong. It happens.
Absolutely.
Right? But if we're just going to allow all aspects of government just to say, you just have to believe us, that turns our country upside down. And no one should want that, even if their person has won the election and they think they're the best person for this office, maybe the best person who's ever had this position.
I agree with you. I mean, and just think about journalists have been lazy over the years and have taken just talking points. Just think about, you know, the George Floyd situation where, you know, we were told one thing, but it turned out not to be true at all.
Correct.
It's just, it's our job to dig deeper. And again, that's what makes this country different from anywhere else is we have the freedom to do that.
Great stuff. We got to go. Thank you so much.
Bye, kids.
Rena here on CCO. Check her out on CARE later today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.